Well, I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, we're going to talk about something that a lot of people are approached with, but there are good and bad things, and we're talking about the secured credit cards.
Right. Now, let's talk about what a secured credit card is, first of all, and what its purpose is in your financial plan. Now, a secured credit card is a good tool to either build or rebuild your credit. It's a good tool for that. Now, what a secured credit card is you give the credit card company a certain amount of money. That amount of money becomes your credit limit, and that's what a secured card is. Your money is actually the security.
Right.
So if I give the credit card company $500, then I have a credit limit of $500. And then the credit card will act just like any other credit card will, up to that limit of $500. So the amount you put in determines how high your credit limit is. And if you pay your bill, it'll record to the credit bureaus, you'll develop a good credit history, and that's how it works. Mm-hmm. And if you do that successfully for a period of time, you will then get offers of unsecured credit cards, which then you can transition to those and move away from the secured credit card and get your money back from the credit card company. So let's talk about some of the drawbacks of secured credit cards. First of all, they don't pay you any money on the money that you give them. So that $500 in our example, as long as you have that credit card, they will have that $500, but they won't pay you any interest on it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the other thing. Because you have to deposit money to determine your credit limit, and some of these credit cards, you can have a limit as low as $300. The problem with that is, once again, this reports to the credit bureau, and we're back to our credit utilization ratio. The lower your limit, the more of your credit utilization you're going to use, and this is 30% of your credit score.
It is.
So let's look at an example. If you have a credit card with a $300 limit on it, and you decide that you want to charge your electric bill on it every month, automatic pay, we've talked about this in other episodes, but if your electric bill is $100 a month, then that's 30% of your limit.
Yep.
$100 of the $300, that's 30% of your limit. And when you're at 30% of your limit, it begins to negatively impact your credit score.
Yep, it sure does.
You know, and in a big way. So the way to get around that low limit is to give the credit card company more money. If you give them $1,000, now you have a $1,000 limit. And that same $100 that you're paying your electric bill with now is only 10% credit utilization ratio, which will have a positive effect on your credit score.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things you have to consider. But once again, if you give them $1,000, that's going to be $1,000 that credit card company is going to hold without giving you any interest on it. So
Right. If
you need to rebuild your credit, or you're just starting out and you need to start credit, then a secure card may be an option, but it's only a temporary option for a short period of time. But just like a regular credit card, a well-managed secure credit card is one that you pay the balance in full every month.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for that information. And a lot of people have to go that route to rebuild their credit or to start their credit. So thank you so much. Mansa, you can get any of the information on your website, moneysmartlife.org. Also the archives on takecontroltuesday.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.